98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Oshkosh Common Council tackled several issues at its meeting Tuesday night, including changes to the city manager's employment agreement and accepting several donations. The Oshkosh Common Council voted to approve the yearly salary progression for city manager Rebecca Grill. Along with that boost in pay, the vote amended Grill's employment contract to prohibit her termination without cause 90 days before or after the spring election. Grill told WISS News that because Oshkosh's Common Council is elected every 2 years, this would establish stability and continuity.
Not that there's any current problems or ideas that are going on, but, you know, just in case something happens in the future, we can have that continuity of operations so we continue to serve the public.
In other action, the council voted to accept donations of $70,000 from the Oshkosh Community Foundation for improvements at Red Arrow Park, $27,000 from an anonymous donor to replace replica Tiffany sconces at the Oshkosh Public Museum with genuine Tiffany Studio sconces, and the donation of a trackless train from Menominee Park. Deputy Mayor Joe Stevenson.
I'm excited that we're getting the trackless train. I think a lot of effort has been put into trying to make sure that the train situation in Menominee works, and after a year of clunking our heads together, I think this is the solution. It works budgetarily and also provides a really cool amenity for our flagship park.
Mayor Matt Mugerauer was the sole dissenting vote to accept the donation of the trackless train. Read a more in-depth report of the Common Council meeting in our story at WISS.fm. A Wisconsin senator has called for Kristi Noem's resignation. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Senator Tammy Baldwin called for Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to resign in light of lawless immigration and customs enforcement agents, the killing of two U.S. citizens on her watch, and her subsequent lies in response to the Americans' deaths in a virtual press conference held Tuesday.
Kristi Noem has overseen the killing of two Americans in Minneapolis. That's two out of the three homicides in the city this year. She has blatantly lied to the American people, telling them not to believe their own eyes. She is overseeing total and utter chaos in our country, putting more American lives at risk every day. And that is why she has to go. She needs to be fired or she should resign. ICE is simply out of control. And this chaos has to stop. And the president needs to pull these armed, masked agents out of Minnesota before someone else gets hurt.
Senator Baldwin also called for an independent investigation into ICE officers' killing of Alex Pretty and Renee Good.
To make matters worse, Kristi Noem and ICE are blocking the local police from even conducting a real independent investigation.
The U.S. Senate will consider a package of funding bills for fiscal year 2026 this week, including funding for the Departments of Homeland Security, which oversees ICE.
That's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz. A $24 million upgrade to the wastewater treatment plant in Menasha is one step closer to happening. The Nina Menasha Sewerage Commission unanimously agreed this week to proceed with the design. The Oshkosh Northwestern reports that the project will install a cloth disc filtration system to remove phosphorus from sewer discharges to the Fox River. The project's cost will be divided amongst the five jurisdictions served by the plant. Nina will fund 52.2% of the project, Menasha 22%, Fox Crossing 15.5%, Harrison 7.5%, and the town of Nina just 0.8%. Construction on the project is scheduled for July of 2027, will take 18 months, and should meet the Wisconsin DNR's low-level phosphorus requirements by the end of 2029. People seeking information on Outagamie County government business might have difficulty finding an online source, not because it doesn't exist, but because it's in a new place. Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson announced the new website address on a social media post Tuesday. The new address is outagamie.gov. The old website, outagamie.org, still comes up on Google searches for Outagamie County government, and it does not have a redirect to the new site. Genevieve Hayward, who calls Door County home, won a golden ticket to Hollywood during her audition on American Idol Monday night. Hayward graduated from Badger High in Lake Geneva back in 2017 before moving to Door County. Follow her journey on American Idol Monday nights. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Wisconsin basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin Badgers at home against the Minnesota Gophers. Wisconsin with a record of 14-6. The Gophers at 500 with an overall record of 10-10. Marquette with a victory 86-62 over the Creighton Blue Jays. Perhaps the best performance of the year so far for the Golden Eagles. Head coach Shaka Smart.
We guarded the pick and roll well. We rotated well. Obviously, it helped to shoot 69% from the field in the first half, but I thought that there was a connection between our guys. Aggressiveness.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the 76ers, 139-122. Kyle Kuzma limping off the court fourth quarter, but said it was just a leg cramp. NFL, Packers quarterback coach Sean Mannion to interview with the Eagles for their offensive coordinator job. In Pittsburgh, Mike McCarthy introduced as the new head coach of the Steelers.
Do you want Aaron Rodgers back as your quarterback next year?
I mean, definitely. I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't.
That's Steelers head coach Mike McCarthy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 8 above this afternoon, but that wind chill factor is still going to be hovering below zero here for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to 7 below zero for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 8 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.